I'd like to welcome everyone out. This is our Friday, December the 30th, regular session of Commissioners Court. This morning, Commissioner Barker will give us an invocation, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Pray with me. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you, first of all, for your son, Jesus. We thank you for this season, his birth and death and resurrection, Father, that we all might know you. And Father, we just ask that you would be with us today and all that we do for our citizens and our employees, the decisions that we make here. Father, as we go forward in this coming year, I'm asking your blessings upon our nation and what's about to take place, that our new leadership will think positively, think good for all of our citizens. We ask you to bless our veterans, those people that serve in our armed services, and we thank you for everything in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. Item 3 is consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B is payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved.
I abstain.
Item 3D are budget amendments.
Move to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item 3E are accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item F is except for recording, auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county tax summary, copy of check from Calthan Cattle, executed contract with Hoople, executed contract with Texas Department of Agriculture for a grant, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Move to accept for recording stated items.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to record those items. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded.
Smile. I thought we've been over this for 4 years now. Y'all should have the hang of
it. You see, this is November. They're getting this thing done.
Tough group.
They caught up.
Item 4 is discuss and take action to contract with Angela Norton to develop written limited English policy and an equal opportunity plan for the county. Mr. Byrd?
Yes. Morning, Judge. Good morning, Court. I ask that this be placed on the agenda, and A little background, we have multiple grants in our county that involve federal funding. That's not just in our office. For instance, the juvenile probation department received federal grant funds. We are one of 20 counties statewide that was randomly selected to look at an overview of all of our plans and policy and our grants. And through this grant review, someone in the governor's office in Austin found that although we have a non-discrimination policy, we do not have an equal employment opportunity plan, an EEOP. This plan is required by the federal government if you receive federal funds, and it must be updated every 2 years. We need to have one of these plans. Now, just so you know, we're not unique in that fact, because there's even state governments, state entities that did not have this plan either, that receives federal government funding. One of those are local. I don't want to get into that on the record, but they had contracted with Ms. Norton, who used to work for that agency, who wrote the plan. It's very detailed. It's going to require work with our Human Resource Department, which is our treasurer, Ms. Vick, and gathering a lot of data from the Texas Workforce Commission to give us an overview of Upshur County, and then take a snapshot of our employees in the county. I believe that we are going to comply across the board. There's no question about that, but the plan has to be written. There's a template. There's a form they want. It has to be very specific. Ms. Norton, having done this before, I felt that this was something that she could handle for the county. So it would be contracting with her. I know your next question would be, what's the cost? Mr. Burke, I can see the wheels turning. I think high is going to be around $2,500, but I believe that's going to be defrayed quite a bit, because Ms. Vick, whether she knew it or not, she'll have to do a lot of work on behalf of the county, so I believe that's going to defray that cost. But somewhere around $2,500 maximum, hopefully much less on this issue. We have to have it, otherwise we're going to get cut off of funding. They could cut us off. It's not a guarantee, but it's likely.
I'll move that we enter into contract.
I just want to ask a question. Do we need to talk about where that money comes out of at this time in this motion?
No, we can worry about it when it happens.
So Mr. Gentry, did you?
Oh, that's what I was asking. Okay. Do we go ahead and say where it's coming from?
I move that we enter into contract with Angela Norton for the Equal Opportunity Employment Plan.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka, to enter into the contract with Angela Norton to develop a written limited English policy and equal employment opportunity plan for the county. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 5 is discuss and take action to approve office space in First National Bank of Diana for tax assessor and enter into necessary agreement for same. And Mr. Byrd has also been working on this.
Yes, Your Honor. Judge, Your Honor, I think we're in court. I appreciate my opportunity to be here. I know Ms. Howell's here. We have met. She's the incoming tax assessor as of January 1. I happened to be in court during the budget hearings, and one of her proposals was to create office space in New Diana at a bank owned by First National Bank over there in Diana. And so the issue was, can we do that with a private entity? So she's come to me. I've also met with her and Mr. Danny Weems, the acting president, now CEO of that bank. And the answer to that question is yes, this court can authorize private space. And I want to tell you, the authority for that is found in the Local Government Code, Section 292.001. It's not automatic, however. This court, and the reason we're here today, would have to make a finding that this would be necessary. And I know what you're going to say is, well, what does that mean? Well, there's no guidance and there's no definition of what's necessary. I believe that if you find that this would benefit the public, that it would advance the goals of the tax assessor, collector, that if you found that this would be necessary to do because of our population growth in that side of the county, that would cover the court, but the court must make a finding that it's necessary. If the court makes that finding and wants to authorize this, there was a series of questions that then come up about what happens if someone's injured, things of that nature. According to Mr. Williams' conversation with me, we know where the office would be in the bank. It would be towards the front of the building. What we would do, I would get with Mr. Dwight Brandon, who's a local attorney who works with the bank from time to time, and they want him to draft a memorandum of understanding. I would review that based on insurance coverages, workers' comp issues. We would have all of that in a memorandum of understanding. Once that's approved by their board of trustees, then we would bring it to the court here and have the court look to approve it. Once that's approved, it'd be kept on file, and then that would authorize that space. The other question came up, can you spend county money to make improvements in a private facility? And actually, the answer to that is yes. Surprised me, but you can do that to make improvements with phone lines, computer lines. Now, I will say this. That's not going to be necessary based on Mr. Williams' conversation with us, that they are going to provide that at no cost. They really want the presence of the tax assessor's office there in the bank. They think that will help them and also help the public and our county. So you can do it if you make a finding that it's necessary, and then I would get with Mr. Brandon and start the process and have that on the agenda the next time the court meets for approval.
Good. Luana, did you want to say anything?
The computer tie-in with your office and everything, is that, does it tie in through eTex or through this office, or is it standalone, or?
Estella would probably be better qualified to answer that question.
Dumped it on Estella.
Well, I don't know.
No, that's fine. She's better.
They do have a web-based application. I don't know about the security of running it directly across the internet. I would have to, I guess, look into that further.
I'm sure TxDOT handles all that.
Oh, yeah, they probably would, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I assume we're talking web-based.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, they will.
Well, you can already go online and pay your taxes, so all you have to have is a computer. If somebody come in there to pay your taxes. The other thing, TxDOT is secures all that because it's two separate.
It is going to be on a different, it's not going to be the computers that we've always had at TxDOT. It can actually run off of one computer. What we're going to do at those places, it'll just be registration, papers, and tax collections. It won't be titles. Those will all have to come to the Gilmer office, but all the registrations and everything can be done off of one computer now by going through a different, just a different program.
You just toggle back and forth.
Yes.
Kind of like at the substation.
But it doesn't take two computers. It's just like a Windows-based thing that you can just get into this other window with DMP, which is why there's not any titles, because it's set up for like grocery stores in the big cities have grocery stores that you can go in and register your vehicle, but it still takes a person there to do it. It's the same. It's called a web agent.
I get it.
Good.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to find that an office in Diana is necessary for the tax assessor collector and to move forward with that process. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Good. Item six is discuss and take action to adopt resolution in support of Homeland Security Grant. Mark Nichols has provided this, and this is necessary for us to move forward with our current Homeland Security grants. And it's the basic resolution that says we'll use the money for what they tell us we have to use it for, and etc.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the resolution for the Homeland Security grant. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item seven is discuss and take action to accept roads in Phase 5 Magnolia Ridge into the county road inventory and release the bond for those roads. Commissioner Gentry?
This is the development for Keelan Trawick, and Andy said he has contacted Keelan, and he's also gone out and he would okay the exception of these roads into the inventory. So I'd like to make a motion that we accept this into county inventory and release the bond.
And I didn't hear everything you said. You're soft. Did you say Andy said it's okay?
Yes. I wouldn't do it without him.
I will say, Andy.
Yes, I went out and looked at them this morning. Again, they're tidying up a few little things, but they're in good shape.
Did you say second?
I second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to accept the roads in Phase 5 Magnolia Ridge into the county road inventory and release the bond for those roads. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action to appoint Emergency Services District Board Commissioners. The three whose second two-year term is up this time is Claudie Henson, Gaston Bubba DeBerry, and Mark Nichols.
I'm good with those three.
I'd like to make a change, Judge, to include Mark Nichols, Bubba DeBerry, and a gentleman named Kenny Hankins from Diana. He told me that he'd love to serve on that board. And I've known him for years and think he would be an outstanding person.
Is that your motion?
Yes, that is my motion.
Is there a second for that motion?
I second it.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Burka to appoint Kenny Hankins, Gaston Bubba DeBerry, and Mark Nichols as commissioners to the Emergency Services District Board. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye, but I'd like to explain my explanation, or give an explanation if I might.
Okay.
Just found out about it this morning, so I really don't want to or feel comfortable making a change to the board without speaking to the other board members or speaking to the person that's requesting that.
Okay. Are you going to vote? Opposed?
Yeah. Just because I hadn't talked to Kenny. The same reason as Commissioner Gentry.
Is it 3-1?
No, it's 2-2.
2-2.
Okay. Well, I know we've had holidays, so, and everybody's been busy, but between now and January the 13th, y'all visit with everybody and decide what y'all want to do.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I'll have it back on the agenda.
And I haven't even talked to any of them to know if they want them back on the board, so.
I talked to Bubba, and he said he was fine with the board the way it was, but he had some other comments. I'll let you talk to Bubba yourself.
Okay, I'm good.
All right, I'll bring item 8 back on our next agenda.
Okay.
Item 9 is discuss and take action to seek bids for road and bridge fuel, materials, and services. We kind of didn't do this correctly last time, so this time I'm going to suggest that we have the bids back by 5 p.m. on January the 30th, and we open those in our meeting on January the 31st. And I'll do the advertising between now and then.
Motion to approve those dates.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve those dates. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is discuss and take action to allow reception at swearing-in ceremony in the courthouse on January 1. And everyone involved in that has made other arrangements, so they will not need the courthouse. Item 11 is discuss and take action to execute Appendix D for Verizon Wireless Agreement. This is something that Verizon sent us and said they needed us to sign in order to keep our government rate.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve the Appendix D with Verizon. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 12 is discuss and take action to enter into contract.
There was one thing on there that they stipulate on here, and we may need to talk about the authorized person to buy, to purchase, and it's always been our auditor, and I would like that included in, if she will, that our auditor be the designated person that can make those purchases.
Okay. Yeah, that's included in the...
Oh, my copy didn't have it.
Yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, she, yeah.
Okay.
Item 12 is discuss and take action to enter into contract with Thompson Reuters for Law Library. And this is just cleaning up our law library, making sure we have the services we need and discontinue those that we don't need, and it makes sure that we're able to afford everything that we're getting. Just time to look over that contract and enter into a new agreement with them is all this is.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the new contract with Thompson Reuters for the Law Library. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
What's about doing the amount?
$2,125 a month.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.